Hello, and welcome to the blog. This one is about listening skills. Listening skills training. Communication is a two-way process. You need to receive information as well as you transmit information. You have to be a good listener. Many people are not good listeners. Many people are self-absorbed and they concern themselves with their own thoughts more than the thoughts of the other person. This is natural and good. But there are occasions when you must be able to focus your mental attention on the other person and absorb all the information you can, i.e. you must listen to the other person. How should you listen? Listening is not a passive process. Listening is a mentally active process. Your ears will hear, but it is your mind that must listen. Question: is there a difference between hearing a person speak and listening to a person speak? Answer: yes. Question: what is the difference between hearing and listening? Answer: hearing is the automatic functioning of the auditory system. Assuming you are not deaf, if you are awake, then you hear things. Listening is the non-automatic focusing of your mental attention onto what you are hearing, and the simultaneous judgment, assessment, and memorization of what you are hearing. Listening is not automatic. Listening takes effort. How can you improve your listening skills? Here are the steps. Decide to ask yourself continuous questions about what you are hearing. Ask yourself, what is the point this person is trying to make? Ask yourself, is there sufficient evidence to convince me this is right, true, or good? Ask for clarification of any ambiguous terms or any apparent contradictions. Ask the so what question. What consequences for action are there, if any? Try to visualize and memorize the message as you are hearing it. Decide to. The most important step to improving your listening skills is to decide to. If you don't consciously decide to improve your listening skills, then you won't. Listening is a mental act, and therefore you must engage your mind's full focus and attention. Unless you decide, in advance of the conversation, to drop your current thoughts about the latest pressing problem, then you won't engage your brain, and you won't absorb as much information as you otherwise would have. Decide, in advance of the conversation, to engage your brain. When you are in gear, then set yourself to the task. Ask yourself a continuous flow of questions about what you are hearing. Because listening requires mental activity, you must give your brain a definite task to perform in relation to the message. That task is to analyze and evaluate the message by asking questions about what you are hearing. This does not mean you distract yourself with associated thoughts of your own. You are keeping your mind engaged by asking specific questions. What questions? Ask yourself, what is the point this person is trying to make? The most important question is this: what is the point this person is trying to make? Presumably, the person speaking is trying to make a point. They are making what logicians call a proposition. A proposition is their point. It could be anything. I am cold. You are late. In a right-angled triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. The cat is on the mat. But whatever is their main point, you ought to be able to pick it out of what they are saying. That is not always easy, because some people don't make it easy. Some people talk in such a manner as to obscure their point. Some people speak in ways that are rather difficult to understand. So it is not always easy to find their point. If in doubt, don't guess. Please ask. Use this phrase: would you please summarize your point for me into one sentence? Or say this: for my notes, how would I best summarize all of that into one sentence? Ask yourself, is there sufficient evidence to convince me this is right, true, or good? Now you have isolated their point, then the next question you should be asking is this person's point true, or right, or good? What evidence or argument is he, she offering? Remember, anyone can claim anything. But not everything is true. Not everything is good. Not everything is right. Many claims made by others are not true. Some actions are not right. Some ideas are no good. You should be trying to sort the various messages into three categories. Category 1, all the good, right, and true statements. Category 2, all the false, wrong, and untrue statements. Category 3 statements, don't know. For any statements that fall into Category 3, I don't know statements, you should keep asking for more information until you are able to judge whether what the other is claiming is Category 1 or 2. In order to take this step, you may have to do the following. Ask for clarification of any ambiguous terms or any apparent contradictions. Some people are not good at explaining what they mean. So it is not easy for you to decide whether or not what they are saying is a good, right, true, Category 1 statement. This is exacerbated by the fact that language is not exactly specific. There are many words and phrases that can have multiple meanings, and so there is always plenty of scope for misunderstanding. Examples: if I said I didn't say I kissed my wife, does that mean I didn't say I kissed my wife, or does it mean I didn't say I kissed my wife? Or I didn't say I kissed my wife? If there is doubt, check it out. Try to unpick any ambiguity or multiple meanings. Warning, this is a difficult task. You will need to concentrate hard. Ask the so what question. What consequences for action are there, if any? Most true statements imply an action. If I said, the building is on fire, the implication is that we should get out of the building. If I said, I am hungry, then the implication is let us eat. If I said, taxes are too high, then the implication is, we should vote in low tax government. So, especially if you are at work, if you are listening to another person talking, you should ask yourself, what does this statement mean for any future action? I call this the so what question. Ask this question: so, if what you are saying is true, then what specific action do you suggest is necessary? Try to visualize and memorize the message as you are hearing it. You should try to cultivate a good memory for what you see and hear. If you forget all that you are told, if you forget the answers to questions, if you forget the important message she left you, then what would be the painful consequences you would suffer? It doesn't bear thinking about. Try to cultivate your listening memory. Memorize what you hear. You do that by picturing and visualizing what you hear. Try to see the words in your mind's eye. Make your visualizations as vivid as you can. Try to make a mental movie of whatever you are hearing. If you cannot picture the message, then this is a cue that the speaker has not made himself clear. For example, if I said, they stood up and clapped their hands in loud applause, then you can visualize a clear image. But if I said that they express their appreciation, then you are not sure what picture to draw in your mind, and therefore you should ask, how, specifically, did they express their appreciation? Try to visualize and memorize the message as you are hearing it. The single act of mental visualization will aid both comprehension and memory. Try it for yourself.